Hey.
Shots. Come on, let's go. Happy birthday to Sis Tanisha. We Happy are birthday. Out here at fucking Deep Creek. 35 years of life. 35 plus more of living, hopefully, you know, God willing.
God willing.
And
another 35.
To another 35, as they say, plus.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Right. Ugh.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
All right, so we recording. We live.
Oh, I thought you said that.
But we are. We live right now. Don't worry about it. We live. I said it is now. So what are you whispering for?
Oh, my bad.
So out here at Deep Creek. You know what I mean?
Deep Creek 2024.
What's the name of this house?
It's on the board. Something Liberty.
Something Liberty? Is it?
Yeah, it's literally on the side of the wall. Because it was built in
1998.
Something Liberty, he said. Yeah. Shania said.
1988?
98? I don't know the name of the house, though.
I feel like it said the iconic Lakeside Lodge or something.
That don't sound right.
It said it in the description.
But I don't think that's now.
It said it. I'm not crazy.
But we'll go look it up then. But yeah, we out here in McHenry, Maryland. There is no snow on the ground. This is my first time being out here without any snow. So that's a little weird. But outside of that.
I knew Iconic was.
What was it called again?
Iconic Lake Road.
Well, I knew it was Lake Iconic.
Well, say what she said because I didn't care.
Iconic Lakefront Log Home.
Okay, well.
That's what it is.
That's where we at.
This house is huge. View is amazing.
Yep. And this house we have about what? How many couples? Eight couples.
Eight couples, 16 altogether.
17 guests altogether. 18
guests.
Right. Two of them had to leave today.
Right.
I think they actually almost home. They said there was no traffic. But yeah, we out here. Like I said, this is probably about my fifth time coming since 2009, if I'm not mistaken. But it's always a good time, right? You know, mm-hmm. This is your, what, third time?
Fourth.
Jesus. All right, well, it's your fourth time coming. Well, maybe I came more than five times.
You went, what, you said 09, 12, 16, 22. This is your fifth, 20, 22, sixth time. You said.
Okay, so six times coming mm-hmm. out here. So either way, it's a good time out here. It's relaxing. You can have fun. They actually have some ski slopes over here. You can do some snow tubing, mountain coaster, snowboarding. They no longer do snow. What's this thing called? Snowmobiles.
Why not? It's dangerous.
Well, they have some out there.
They got to be like really, really cold.
Yeah.
It's got to be like freezing temp, like below freezing temperatures, like really, really cold.
Dang,
that's too cold.
But I know when we did it over like a golf course or something like that. The first time I was here, I haven't done it since, but it was fun. It was a good time. So I'm gonna ask the newbie, how are you liking it out here? Are you enjoying yourself? Or is it
like it?
Is it what you imagine, or are you yearning for a little bit more? What do you feel about it?
No, I think it was amazing, especially with the people.
Okay.
Aww.
The trip. They make it fun.
That's nice.
That's what's up. And you know what? Just before we even go forward, because, you know, I need y'all all on there for this one, because y'all all were together in DR in October.
Right. Yeah.
And so how was that trip for you? Since I only got you, how do you feel like that trip compares to this trip? It's obviously totally different because one is on like in the Caribbean where it's hot, it's beach, sand, you know, that type of thing.
All inclusive.
Right, where you had a house now. Like, how do you compare the two?
It was sad because Reese and Unique.
Oh, Lord. Don't put us in it.
Oh, I get it, though.
We don't want to rehash those memories. We were not happy.
We like to forget it.
We were not happy that we couldn't find a babysitter.
That we wasn't there.
He was crying all day and night. It was just like
a... Oh, that's very depressing. I hope you wasn't crying all day.
Yeah, we were.
But no, seriously, how would you compare the two? Because I obviously keeping in mind that two totally different climates, two totally different atmospheres.
Right.
This is a little bit more intimate because you're like in the house with a bunch of people as opposed to going back to your own separate rooms.
Right.
So, you know, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I don't like the cold, so
okay.
DR was more fun. You get to do more stuff and be outside.
Right.
Okay.
An in-house person.
Oh, okay. So you like to be outside.
She want to be outside.
She's outside.
I'm Drinkers, baby.
Okay.
That's what's up. I can dig it, though.
It is.
Like I said, I wish I had the other folks on, because that would be a good question for all of y'all, just because y'all have done both already.
Well, these ones can answer.
I mean, yeah, they can come over and give a little input.
Birthday girl. What y'all think? Right, cause give us your answer. You know what, Darren? Come on.
Come on. Why are we giving you something to talk about now?
What you say, bro? Speak to the people.
I'm glad you didn't say what I thought you was about to say. Yeah, speaking to the mic.
Well, this is Pootie on the microphone. I'll say, you got another one too.
Cracker Jack.
So you're asking,
like, how would you compare it? Because obviously, like I said, keeping in mind and for our listeners that one is obviously we're talking about Dominican Republic, mm-hmm. which is tropical. You got beach, you got sand, you got pools at your disposal. It's all inclusive, so you don't have to go out, do no shopping. Everything's right there. Whereas though this is a little bit more intimate. Everybody's in a house together. We got to kind of do a little bit of shopping, grab a few things before we can really settle in. I guess my question is, in comparison to one another, which one would you prefer?
Oh, what I would prefer, I would always prefer to go to, you know, a tropical place. I mean, it's not bad, you know, being out here, you know, in Deep Creek. You know, I like the togetherness we have. With, you know, being in Deep Creek, like you said, like we're all in one house, you know, we're all bonding and, you know, mm-hmm. got people cooking for us and stuff like that.
Yeah, shout out to Avon's Eye.
Yeah, shout out to Avon's Eye for the cooks.
And Chef,
yes, and Monica. And I'll say, like, that was probably like the downside of DR. The food wasn't that tasteful.
Oh, okay. And that was one of the reasons why we even suggested to go there, because her mom had been there a few times and she always said the food was pretty decent. So
the
same brand but different.
Well, the food was very mid, and the clubs also was mid. Also, was playing was their music.
Oh, so they didn't play any American music down there like that?
No, we got 5 good songs, and that was
Wow, and they switched back to the Caribbean,
the Dominican stuff.
I mean, some do, because, you know, they got different nights for different things and stuff like that. But so, you know, we don't really like the techno shit like that.
Yeah,
but that, they do a lot
and
of
that's
that
what
shit
they was.
Too.
Yeah, they was playing a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah, because they want that.
Yeah, the rave music stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah,
but yeah, other than that, it was real cool, you know. It was my first time going to DR and everything. Okay. But if I had to compare coming back here or going to an island or, you know, a tropical place, I would always want to go to a tropical place. I would always want to go to, like, Jamaica, Cancun, any of those type of places, yeah. So
I can feel that, though, because I think for us, because we live in the northeastern part of the United States, we get all of those different seasons of weather. So when you leave, you want to go to a place where it is like that. You know what I mean? You want to go and get away, feel the sun on you, sand, the beach, all that whole 9 yards. So I think for us, we probably crave that a little bit more, because places that are down south, they don't really get winters like how we get winters. And we don't even get them as bad as we used to anymore. But I'm just saying, the overall scheme of it, I think that may be why we as northerners like to go down south, because we want that consistent sun and you know, that type of stuff. So that makes sense.
So, you know, I don't really like the cold either. So I'm always wanting to choose like the heat, whatever is hot and tropical. But I think for me is more so my preference at the time. You know, I like to talk. I'm a talker. So I think it depends on what I'm looking for in the actual trip. Like here, I can't compare this to like going to Mexico, Jamaica, DR, because I think you get more going there. You do get the luxury of, like, I don't have to cook for myself. I don't have to cook for myself, all inclusive. I don't have to go to the store and do this. Yeah. But I think that this type of trip it gives you an opportunity to just bond a little bit more. Like, I think that if we all went to DR, just this same group right here, half of us already bonded before, but I'm just saying, like,
right, because we do got
know
some new
Avery girl, like, we don't really know Christina like that. We would have been in DR with the people that we don't know like that. I think that we would have just been like, I don't really know how it, I don't know how she or he would have, I don't know what they was doing. I mean, we all went back to our room. So I think it just depends on what you're looking for in a vacation. Like, here, like you said, it's definitely more intimate. And I, you know, I'm that just touchy feely,
lovey dovey, want to rub on everybody,
talk type of person. So I like this type of stuff. So even I don't like the cold, I like this type of thing,
like that closeness.
Yeah, I do.
The togetherness. So all right, so I guess just piggybacking off of that, then, do you prefer that more than the opposite? Like, would you prefer that intimate setting, like being around people and getting to know people that you like, maybe that you know but don't know that well, or do you really prefer like, all right, it's cool seeing you in this setting, drinking a little bit, and I'd rather go back to my own room and that type of thing.
I would say I prefer the intimate setting.
Okay.
Being as though, like, everybody around, y'all have good energy and the love is genuine.
Aww. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, that's one thing you're going to say about us. Like, obviously, we got another house that's down here. Those are the older siblings and folks over there. They've been turning up something crazy since they got here, too.
They've been acting different.
Yeah. They've been acting different because I don't expect for them to be up the way they was up over there. But,
okay.
But they've been up.
They've been up.
So shout out to the bro, the sisters, and all of them over there because they've been rocking out this whole time. But I guess I get what you mean because we've spent time, a few of us have spent time coming over to the house and spending the weekends together, stuff like that. Obviously, like we said, we missed out on DR, so that was like a little bummer. But we have spent time since then, prior to then, to get to know one another. Now, obviously, we have, like you said, Christina, who's someone that's new. Joe isn't new to us, but him and his fiance together, they are. So new getting to know how their dynamic is. And we talked about this before, and I even told Joe this before to him coming.
Right.
Being around married couples, being around people who are like-minded or that are in the same mindset as you, it allows you to learn something from somebody. Because a lot of times, and I'm only speaking for my homie, and I'm not speaking for everybody here, but just a little bit of me, what me and him talk about, he feels a lot of times like he the only one going through this shit. And it's like, and he could speak to it too, because we like, bro, we all going through something. You know what I mean? Because he, once in a while, he'll get in the group message like, damn, man, I'm just stressed the fuck out, man. I'm like, nigga, so am I. You know what I mean? Drake be like, so am I. It's like, it's never just that. But you don't know that because a lot of times as men, we don't open up like that. You know what I mean? We don't converse in those ways to allow each other into each other's lives on just a regular day. It ain't not being drunk, not being, it's just like, it doesn't really happen like that. So I think it's cool when we all around, we sitting and we talking and we're conversing, because you get to know and learn from people. And it don't matter about the age. I always say that, like, I've learned things from my younger brothers and my younger sister. I've learned from everybody. I don't put a cap on who you can learn from, because everybody has different perspectives.
Right.
So I think I would side with my wife. It depends on the setting. And it's only because I've done this on several occasions, and I know that there's times where we've come up here and people are isolated and to themselves, and it's like, well, damn, what the fuck did they come for? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want to be a part of what we got going
like
on,
like how
try
we
to,
had to go get your knee up this morning.
First off, I was sick. I had two knee shots.
I'm joking.
But no, I think it's cool when we all sitting together and we fellowshipping, because you get to know one another. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong. Like, when y'all was out on the deck, y'all was, you know, it was just a woman thing, and then Joe brought his fucking black ass out there. But we were out there earlier. It's just bonding, talking, and just having conversation. It don't always have to be about anything serious, but you just get to know one another and what it is, you know, that someone likes or dislikes. Right. So I just think it's important to do those type of things if you're going to spend intimate time with them.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to, as you just said, you don't want that negative energy around you. You know what I mean? You don't want to have people that aren't really for you around you, because then they find ways to penetrate your relationship, and then next thing you know, you're like, damn, what happened to them?
Right.
And it just be, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Other shit. So with that being said, you want to say something?
No. I said right.
Oh, okay. With that being said, I think it's time for another Shizzard.
I'm Privileged Drinkers, baby.
Everybody got all a full right. shot.
The shot is here. We're going to take another shot for Tanisha's birthday. I think we're on shot number four.
Happy
we are 35th. Happy 35th, man. We've been celebrating all fucking weekend. We having fucking fun, man. Let's do this.
Fun.
Shot o'clock. Let's do it.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
That is so disgusting. Where is he?
But yeah. But yeah, when we first came into the house, remember this shit was like, wasn't it cold as shit when we first walked
it
in the door?
It was freezing. Now we
hot as shit.
It felt like a sauna in here.
Yeah, yeah. And who closed the fucking door?
It was getting a little
she
cold.
Said it was
just
too
a little
cold,
bit. Just a little bit.
You're fucking the game up. It is way too hot for that bullshit.
It's getting right though, Darren. I ain't crazy, right? It's getting a little cold in here.
Shit, man. I don't know about y'all, but this fucking Maker's Mark is burning my ass.
That shit burning.
You gotta actually, it's not that bad for me when I drink it.
That's because you got a chaser.
Do you want one?
I don't.
Back to back. Come on. You too. We
all doing it for our birthday.
Everybody's
this isn't a trick though. I'm vouching for this.
You, including
your lady is doing it.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you one of those. Oh, you are one of those.
First of all, we're
so was it a bad idea? Because I already took three.
First of all, we're live. First of all, we're live.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
We're live, and this is Unprivileged Drinkers World. Are you bitching on Unprivileged Drinkers Live?
No, I'm not bitching. I mean,
you cheated the first time.
I know. Maker's Mark is not something that she shot at.
All the she not lost.
Well, we did it. What's going to happen to us?
The first time.
What the fuck would happen to us?
No, what's going to happen to you?
Damn, you don't give a fuck what happened to us.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what he said?
That's
wild.
Okay.
All because he just got some coochie. That is crazy. He just talked to you all crazy because he got some
vagina. Or some head.
Or some head. Whatever one. Just because he released some semen into the world, he just, now fuck how we feel.
Right.
God
he's
damn.
Standing on business.
He's standing on business. Ten toes down.
Captain is confused. He doesn't know what's going on.
He don't know what's going
on. He got to do it with you, though, because he just got there.
He got to go because he cheated yesterday when he was racing.
Oh, damn. Well, Andre,
pour you. Oh, yeah, I kept hearing they was doing like, ready to get Mark set. This nigga just going and shit.
Andre, pour your second shot. You behind. Catch up.
Oh, yeah, turn the lights on, too. It's getting a little fucking dim down here. I don't like that.
Pour your
we just talking,
shot.
Man. They was talking about they was bored, so we giving them something to do, giving them something to talk about. And we just having fun
we're
with
just
it.
Talking.
Ain't nothing, no.
We reminiscing. We talking about.
Yeah, ain't
the
nothing
trip,
formal about it.
Past
it's just
trip.
We just talking.
We were when you
there
were
asleep. Was. There
when,
was.
When you closed your eyes and fell asleep on your company, we all became bored. Well, we are here. We are here because you're celebrating your birthday.
So what the fuck
what
is
the fuck what the fuck are we? Family can be company. What are you talking about? Family can be company. Company just means that we're in your presence.
Right.
What the fuck?
Well,
you know what?
Well, look, your family company...
Right.
Was bored.
We were sad because you went to sleep, so we had to find.
How's somebody gonna make you coffee in your sleep?
Not playing reverse psychology.
Yeah. You are.
That's what that is. That's what that is for sure.
You are killing me.
Who do you know that made that for you?
Oh, we need to know. We need answers.
That's part of my friends. Okay. I don't know what.
One of your friends.
They single probably.
Got it. Because
that board is fucking crazy. I read every
that
fucking joint on there.
That board is not for couples.
That's to get somebody in trouble.
Sure.
I told you that. That's the end.
I seen two things in this.
That's the end.
Yeah, because I was waiting for the sneaky link.
Right. Questions.
And the fake the orgasm.
Like, fake the orgasm is another one.
For you.
And saying somebody's name during sex.
Saying somebody else's name during sex.
Yes.
What?
Saying somebody else's name during sex.
Saying Raj's name instead of
even still, we've done this before, right? So with stuff like that, even if you even if you're going to be honest about it because it's something that happened in the past, it just brings, especially when you drink it, oh, nigga, you did, you let somebody pee on you. I told you that. I told you that way back. I don't remember that shit. You was a, like, it just.
You were talking about somebody
got
into an issue over some game that was played.
Me and her have had it. We've had it a few times.
Not, right, there you go. We've definitely, because it can become awkward.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like it puts you in an uncomfortable space. It does. Something. I feel like everything's not meant to be shared with your partner because it makes them
like even if it's shared, it's not meant to be rehashed. Sometimes, like even if he said, you know, I've had threesomes in the past. We ain't talk about this nigga having threesomes in 10 years. Fuck, I need to hear that 10 years later. Like you did tell me you did that. So what the fuck you did? Like. Some stuff is better left where it is.
Right.
Left as a memory.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Put your fucking leg down. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Stretching. Stretching your glutes.
Like that, like.
You stretching your gluteus maximus for Ave?
Like what?
Then he twisted it. Right.
Upstairs, waiting on you, I suppose. Because he's stretching his gluteus maximus. Right. He loosened his hips up.
We was also talking about, like, we gonna come back in November. Chef already agreed.
Stop doing this.
That's cool. November when? What?
It's our anniversary.
Aww. Which one?
That's a good one.
He already agreed too.
I'm privileged drinkers,
that's
baby.
A good one. November to what? That's the 4th?
7 to the 11th. Same day, Thursday to Monday. No, it was another house.
So when is
it? It ain't fully in motion yet. We just spitballing ideas at this point.
It's only going to be in motion once.
So wait, what are the dates again?
You get a number. Huh? You
what
say,
are the dates?
I'm going. It's in motion.
The 7th to the 11th, I believe she just said.
In February.
November. She wants to come back for our actual anniversary, the day we actually got married.
Right.
Not the day we got.
I want to come back in November for our anniversary because one.
All right, if you want to speak. Or you're going to talk to them, you have to give them a mic or something.
Because one, the house is double in January, February, and it's half the price in November. You like that, right?
Yeah, you're a great researcher.
I am. Second, I want to celebrate our anniversary with everybody.
Why the fuck are you going to change your voice? I want to celebrate my anniversary with everybody.
I do. I mean, it's 8 bedrooms, so. I don't want to say everybody, but us.
This
sounds
cool to me.
Us and Joe.
Well, the house that we're getting, it would be everybody have their own bathroom.
Yeah. I researched.
I mean, bathroom.
Can we just have a pool?
They both have two pools.
Outdoor and indoor. Wait, y'all going to like this. Daryl, Andre, y'all going to like this. Guess what else they got? NFL ticket. You won't miss the game.
Oh, it comes with the house?
Comes with the house. I did good with that, right?
Wait, the house come with NFL tickets?
No.
Oh,
because
like subscriptions for the TV.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, who the hell is buying
tickets?
They
got a movie theater. The only thing that it will be is like double probably what we paid now. Is that all right? Like we got time though to pay, right? So it's going to be probably like double what we paid now. But if we pay in increments, it'll be
half of whatever this was.
No, it's double what this was. It's gonna be double, but you can do it. No, 74 or something. I know we got this one. This was a blessing. Okay.
This is a blessing.
This was a blessing for how big the house. We was blessed.
How many people coming in?
Well, 8, 16. Unless, like you know, like I said, Naj, if he want to come, like and do the den, attic, queen sleeper, sofa, BB. But as far as like couples concerned, it's 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Joe.
Right, and then they'll be, you know, well.
Yeah, well, beyond because I'm inviting my people.
Veterans Day that Monday.
They're the only two extras, like other than us that's right here.
Cool. Does the house fit sleep that many?
It sleep 8 couples. So you talking about us, Yana, Niambi, and then Joe.
So you're cut. Oh, okay. No, I'm not going to say it out loud, but okay.
I am.
Okay, I wasn't doing that math. Right.
If we can come back maybe in January or February, that's when we kind of like.
I know, but I wasn't mathing when you was mathing. I was like,
hold on, Darren. In my defense, I'm really not cutting nobody.
Yo.
Let's say.
You're talking to people without microphones. I just want you to know that.
More people that wants to come like during our anniversary time and our house is full. There's always time to book another house. they got houses here that sleeps four people. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always, it's never to say like can't nobody come. It's just that this house will be closed off at eight couples. That's all.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get back to Brad's text because she's just talking just to be talking now. You are, but I'm saying they don't have microphones, so they can't hear the conversation.
Oh, they can't hear me?
They can hear you, but they can't hear them.
Wait, I'm confused here.
So
okay, are, you're talking to
you're
them.
You're talking to them, but they can't hear it.
Oh, the listeners. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm sorry. My bad. Like, if they want to chime in, they need to be right here with the mic. Okay.
Well, we have other microphones, but you're, that's what I'm saying. You're having conversations with them, and it's
Sorry. Forgive me. I had four makers mic shots. Sorry.
Oh, that's the excuse. Perfect. Anyway, so... Right. She don't got it yet. I'm trying to whirl it in, but she just still.
I'm sorry.
So, favorite meal so far?
Like here?
Yes.
I think the like the dips, the buffalo chicken dip and the ranch.
Shout out to Monica.
Yeah, shout out to my. Well, I guess that's not a meal. That's more of an advertisement.
I mean, it could be with.
Yeah, the jerk chicken cheesesteak, that with that, definitely. And the fried chicken that Avery fried earlier was kind of like.
Oh, you ain't like. I thought you liked the jerk chicken.
I did. The fried chicken, though, it just hit with better? The hot sauce fresh out the pot. You know, it's my first time trying it. My espresso martini. Enjoyed that. Oh, okay. That's good. More to come.
What about you?
Well, it's not a meal at this house. It's at your brother's house.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's Alfredo. That Alfredo that they made.
Oh, Leroy.
That Rasta pasta.
Yeah, Leroy made the Rasta pasta. Good.
Okay.
And drink wise, it will be the lavender, the gin drink that Unique made. Oh, that was actually
made. My husband made that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, what was that? Oh, the purple drink. Yeah.
That's my favorite. Good.
Oh, wait.
The creator.
I know, but I thought you liked the espresso thing better because you.
I love coffee, but that don't count. That drink was actually good.
That purple drink, she loved it.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, kudos to me. You know what I mean, pat on the back.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. What is it? What was my favorite meal so far? Favorite meal? I don't remember. But the favorite dish, I think, as far as taste wise, Zaire made some salmon. It's pretty fucking good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
That was good.
It was. To me, it was good.
But I'm also waiting on them lamb chops.
Oh, okay.
So that
the salmon was good though. I really fucked with it. It was had a nice little spice to it. It was nice and juicy.
Citrusy.
Yeah, citrusy. Yeah, to me, I thought it was delicious. But you know, everybody has their own opinion.
Right. I was kind of hoping it, next time though, right? The stuffed salmon.
Next time.
Yeah, yeah. You know what we'll do next time? Because one thing we didn't do, I think, or we didn't organize as well as our actual meals. I mean, plan those out. Well, no, we got here. We didn't get here late, but you can't check in until 4 o'clock.
Right.
We were already hungry because we all left early in the morning. So we went straight to the Green Turtle.
Right.
And while we ate, we didn't really eat. You know what I mean? It's like a sports bar type of thing. So we didn't really eat like that.
We eat that night when we came back. What we had?
Nothing really.
Well, I feel like
we had the jerk chicken cheesesteak,
but it still was just like, again, that's still like another appetizer. Even from added on to what we had from Green Turtle. We had wings there.
What I will say is, like, you know, the chef of the group, she got some plans for November. Shania got some plans.
Well, I feel as though.
I heard Tanisha was wanting to make something.
How much organized do you think we are? We're never really organized, and we always end up taking a trip out.
Well, that's the thing.
No matter any of that.
You are?
So here's the thing, right? This is the first time we've done it with this group of people, right? And because of that, it's a learning curve because everybody's different. Everybody's not
used to the same.
Right, you got to grow with that. If it's your first time doing something, it may be other, but you have to allow that growth to happen.
Right.
So I made a mistake this time. I know now in the future to not do it this time. You know what I mean?
Right. And there's like nothing Avery wrong making with the shrimp and grits and not peeling the shrimp. That he'll know for next time that you peel shrimp for shrimp and grits.
Or just because he said they ain't seen no shrimp like that. Or go to fucking Walmart, asshole.
But you peel it.
Get the D-vein and peel shrimp.
And thaw it and just peel it yourself and then put it. Because I don't like to touch grits when I'm like, you know what I mean? He'll learn for next time though. Hopefully he hear me because we've been calling him. He not answering the phone, but that's never said.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. It's things like that that now that you go through it the first time, it's just, all right, I fucked up this time. I didn't know or whatever the case may be because you don't get nine times out of ten, a person doesn't get everything right on the first try of something. You know what I mean? Like, Because experience is experience. You can't negate that. So when you add that into it, it still was a success. No, was it not as successful as we have wanted it to be? Yeah, because it's a little hiccups here and there. But is people still having fun? Are people still enjoying themselves? Are y'all still out here fucking and shit like that? Yeah, you are. Still drinking. Yeah, so the party still goes on. That's all that matters. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So that's all that matters. That's what I'm saying. So it don't matter about any little mistake or hiccup that came along. We still having fun.
Right,
so
they come no matter what.
Regardless. And that... And we can piggyback on that. It's life, right? You've been through some things in life. No matter how long you've been on this earth, there's part of your life that an experience that allows you to take from what you've been through previously that you can apply to now, right?
Most definitely.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Give us an example.
Every time. All right. Make sure I'm answering the right question. You said that there are things in life that I've been through. Continue that what?
That you can apply to your, like from in your past or just a previous experience that you can apply to now. Because basically what we're referring to is doing something for the first time, mm-hmm. and not getting right, not everything being put together. But when you come back and do that same thing, now you may not have gotten 100 on the first time. You may have got an 85.
Right.
But you took the test again, and now you got 100.
Okay.
Because now you're prepared. You know where you fucked up. You may even knew the answer, but you rushed through it, and right. you fucked up a few of them.
I don't know. I have too many of those, but let me just try to dig back into the stash.
Okay. I'm just to try to, you know, give people an example of what it's like, because a lot of times people are afraid to make mistakes.
No, you know what? It is, because for me, as far as like for example, and I didn't do it here. Obviously, I didn't, like, shop for everybody here as far as like food, but I definitely can say, like, when I first started working at my job before, where I had to help the recovering addicts like go shopping for their families, I didn't know what I was doing. I'm like, how many people were here taking them to the market? I don't know how to shop for all these people and their kids. So doing that in my experience, I can do it in my head, really. I can say it's 17 people here. I know how to kind of calculate how much food is going to cost to feed everybody here, just in my head. I really don't have to kind of like, oh, we're going, like, but that came with me doing it for years, back to back to back, whereas now I don't really have to really think about it too much. I can say, okay, 17 of us in here, we're going to need this, boom, that's how much it's going to cost. So that's something that I can say. Originally, I didn't know what the fuck I was about. They'd be like, oh, we ran out of this. I'd be like, shit, gotta go back to the market. Whereas now I'm pretty confident to say, like, I know how to shop for large groups of people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You just gotta, the thing is, you gotta delegate. You know what I mean? You don't have to be in charge of everything. You just, who you say that to? Who you talking about?
Well, who, you should just come over here.
Well, you like I said that.
Get rid of Mike. Come on, come. Speak into the mic. What you say?
I'm about to say you can. It's another mic there, or if you want, we can always hook up another mic. But you can grab another microphone.
And you grab another microphone.
Yeah, go ahead. You got the mic.
I said this already.
To whom?
To everybody at the table when we ran out of breakfast food. We all should have went. Just the ladies, or at least a couple of us. Get all the food that we were supposed to get and then split it up. Or each couple, we already had a list of what we were eating. Each couple get the pasta. One couple get this. Somebody get that. Get lamb. Like, it should have been delegated. But we know better for next time.
And that's all it is. Again, the whole point. So let me just to bring it back. The whole reason why we're here is to celebrate your 35th birthday.
Absolutely.
Now, while that little minor hiccup about food and who was supposed to buy what and where, whatever, we went to the market. It was late. That's number one. Some things were closed, like the lunch meat portion. It was ate the fuck out a little bit. Like, it ain't like fully stocked. This is the end of the night. They're getting ready to close.
Walmart
type of thing.
Be like a.
You know what I mean?
It's one of them gamble things.
It's a hit or miss.
God damn, we do it all the time. You be like, come, how right. you have this?
Yeah, so it's like, it's nothing wrong with it. It's just what we're trying to accomplish in a short span of time. We have to drive 4.5 hours to get here. Right. By the time you get here, you're a little exhausted. You're hungry. You know what I mean? You're just trying to get the shit started.
Right.
You don't want to waste that whole day shopping, because at the end of the day, you just got here and now you want to go shopping for 3 hours or 2 hours or however long it's going to take. Drive 40 minutes, both, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, seriously, because you got to go back to real life soon. It's coming. It's already here now. Look, it's fucking Sunday. We got to go back
to
real life tomorrow. So I'm just saying, like, never sweat the small things when the bigger picture is being met. Yep. That's all I'm saying.
And the bigger picture is that we came to enjoy, we came to have fun, we celebrate life, and that was accomplished.
Yep, and that's all it is.
Yep.
We got a cake upstairs that we're going to fucking demolish. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have fun. We're going to sing a little happy birthday.
Plenty of drinks that we have to finish.
We still got drinks that we got to finish.
She got to pour.
We're taking shots of Maker's Mark. This is probably about 4 or 5. I don't know.
It's
but
number 5.
I don't know. I'm not taking more. Wait, we on 5.
Five.
Can you give us an example of something that you feel like you've done that with? Like maybe something that you learned from in the past and you applied to your current like time of your life?
I feel like that's what everything though. As far as like relationships, mm-hmm. whether it's with your partner or with your family,
mm-hmm.
like I don't want to go into deep details.
No, you don't have to.
I mean, you take it and you learn from it.
Right.
You
and that's
should.
The whole purpose of life, though.
You should.
So you learn from this experience so when you move on, you don't make the same mistakes again.
Exactly.
And don't go through the same thing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what a fact, though. Because, like, we always say, and when we was doing this before, it was just me and her, we was trying to, like, record when she was, this is right after the baby? Or right during, I think it was right after Messiah. But trying to let people know, like, it's nothing wrong with making mistakes, yo. It's like, we are a product of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, nobody's perfect also.
Exactly, so but that's like, what I'm saying. We're a product of mistakes. If we didn't go into two marriages or separately and make those mistakes, we wouldn't be who we are today.
Mm-mm.
Because we already made those mistakes. And not to say that even when we got together, we didn't make mistakes in trying to figure out each other.
Right.
Because we did. But in doing that, it created something much bigger and more that we could even imagine. You know what I mean? We didn't expect to be where we are today with two kids and living in Delaware. You know what I mean? Like, it's so many things and the way things align that we couldn't account for or could never have foreseen had we not have done some of the things we did previously.
Right.
Because we all go through crazy shit, man. Like I told you, my man, he really be in his mind like, it's just me. I'm the only one going through this. I'm like, no, you really don't understand. It's everybody going through it. It don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter how secure you may be at your job. Whatever it may be, you got something that's plaguing you. Like I told him, when he said this shit to me, I'm like, bro, my fucking basement just was flooded. Like, I didn't even know it was water in my basement. I just happened to be looking for something. I go open the door, and it's just water floating. I just see shit floating. And mind you, we got remote literally control cars and water.
At the same time that the car fucked up.
And my car was fucked up a week before that. So I'm like, because I'm not bitching and complaining about it, I'm like, I just laughed to keep from crying because at the end of the day, it was my car broke down the day before my mom's birthday. We were supposed to go to Philly to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go. The week after that, my basement is flooded.
like literally.
Like, go figure. So it's like, boom.
So I think that all stems from like, probably him thinking that he don't have like a good support system that he can rely on and actually express.
Well, I wish he was right.
Especially as men, like y'all don't really like to open up as like up as men.
And I agree
y'all mom
to that.
Always taught y'all like, oh, shut the fuck up. Stop being
don't
a bitch. Cry.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, my mom never told me shut the fuck up, but she definitely did say, you're a boy, suck it up type shit, though. So it's the same thing.
What
you but,
crying for?
You right, right, right. But it's the same thing, though, because again, you're looked at as you're going to one day be a man. You don't have room to be weak and be able to cry like that. So
I don't think that's true, though. I feel as though especially.
It's not, but for their generation, that's how they were taught.
Norm. That's how they think.
If you were taught a certain way, you're only going to teach what you know. Yeah. And it's just the same thing. I'm going to make mistakes and have made mistakes with my children. And they're going to look back and be like, all you had to do was do. But you only doing what you're taught.
Right.
And you only know from who you're around and who you look up to. Even if it's indirectly, like you could be around someone and adopt their behaviors, even if you're not really trying to do it. But it just rub off on you.
Right. And I can speak from experience also. Like knowing me, like I hold things in and I don't really share.
Yeah.
Like anything that goes on like in my personal life with people. And I learned like you have to share it, because if not you're gonna explode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful to have someone in my life such as Daryl to
talk
those things.
Oh, that's dope. I didn't know you was about to mention old boy. But that's fire.
I didn't either. Wait, come here, Daryl.
That's fire.
We wanted to
wanted
to just repeat what she said.
Yeah, that was decent. That was nice. I wasn't expecting that.
Say it again.
Yeah. So yeah, just so everybody can hear that again.
No, I was basically saying, like, speaking from experience, like with me, I hold a lot of things in, or I don't share personal things. Mm-hmm. And with him being in my life, he share, like, you have people around you that actually like love you and care about you. So be open and like.
Yeah, that I applaud that. Yeah, shout to that. What you say?
Surprisingly, he teach me a lot, and I'm gonna be honest. He's really teaching me to be a better person.
That's great. I like that. Hey, babe. I'll drink to that.
I will drink to that.
Shout out to Dirk. Shout out to Dirk and Shania.
Shout out to Daryl and Shania.
Bro, I need a chaser though.
Oh,
that's what's up, Derek. You love it. But that's amazing, because
I like
it. In being in a relationship, being young, growing with someone, it's challenging. Yep. It's a real challenge because you're changing, he's changing, and you're trying to figure out how y'all fit when you do those, you know what I mean, those moments.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, Daryl.
Shit, I might be next.
Damn.
You about to cry?
He said throw up.
He said his stomach been hurting this whole time.
Oh, damn.
From the Maker's Mark, you think?
He didn't do Maker's Mark. He got the tequila.
He said his stomach was loaded, so he felt like he
felt better. Right.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you're getting it out.
But I love the... So I'm going to say I love to hear stuff like that, because I would give that credit to, because I wasn't as... I've always been emotional, but internally, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be more like I would get to my breaking point, then you would finally see all those emotions, but it would come out in a negative way. It would never come out positively, where it would be like, I'm expressing myself and you can hear what I'm saying. Now it's like, I'm yelling, I'm hollering at you, get the fuck away from me type of shit. So it's like, well, what the fuck is you so angry for? Because I've held it in for so long.
Right.
So when you finally find a partner that you're able to grow with and you're able to share things with to help you, like, alleviate some of that tension and anxiety and all of the other things that you may feel, it's a relief. Yeah, it's like such a relief that you go, like, you get it. Because sometimes you can get someone who you express those things to, and they turn around and you be like, yeah, you pussy ass nigga, remember you was crying about that? You be like, whoa.
So
remember that time
I told you that in confidence.
It's all about balancing each other out. And I feel it's like
balance
with him, like, we balance each other out. Mm-hmm. So
that's good.
I don't know. I think,
but
that's a good thing.
No, it's a great thing. I'm being serious. When you have things like that you can say at this juncture in your relationship, it can only build unless y'all decide to like crumble it. Yeah. Because that is something that you have to have in order to move forward. Right. You know what I mean? But if you don't have someone who bigs you up, even if it's the smallest little thing, like, damn, you just got an A on something that you felt like was challenging to you. Right. And because he's not doing it, he don't know, or vice versa.
Right.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you need to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that's what happened for you as a kid. Your mom, you did something, your mom, your dad, they acknowledged it. Like, oh, that was great. Good job, whatever. But when you get older, it's like, what, you want a cookie? Yeah, I do. What the fuck?
I actually do want a cookie. Thank you.
Where is it?
It'll show me that I'm good.
Right. And that's why I say, like, don't always let your past make you. Like, mm-hmm. just learn from your past experience and try to do better.
Yeah.
And not try to repeat generational. Yeah.
And even with like you saying, like, holding things in, you even said earlier too, like, now you feel
speaking
like
speaking to the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're getting too comfortable.
Now you feel like I am. Now you feel like, you know, you gotta open up and know, like, who to share stuff with.
Right.
I always say, like, everybody got their own way that they like to do things. Some people are more open, some people are more private. But at the end of the day, when you got a relationship, whether and to be not just intimate, if you got kids, if you got just friendships that you're trying to make successful, I think that I don't believe that we're put here to do things alone. Like, I think that when it comes to relationships and stuff like that, any kind of relationship, especially intimate, you need a support system where you feel like you feel comfortable enough to be like, I am a private person and I don't really like to share, but I know I can go to this person. At least I know I have these people or this person that
you.
I can count on, that I can share with, that I know. Because I don't believe, my just personal belief, I believe that time can pass, but I'm talking about a thriving relationship, whether you marry, whether you just in a relationship, you say, I may not want to be married, but I still just want to be with this person. My personal belief is just that you won't thrive as much without a support system, without people around you that can hold you accountable, without people around you that can say, yo, if you need something, if y'all need something, if y'all need to talk, because it don't, half is experience, right?
Yeah.
And the other half is like whatever your moral compass is, whatever you believe in, yeah, whatever you feel like you need to follow. But that experience level, going through things like alone without nobody to feel like you can relate to, it can feel lonely. Even if you got somebody with you, it's like, yeah, it can feel extremely lonely to feel like you don't have nobody that you could trust to be like, this bitch is getting on my motherfucking nerves. You need to come in here and tell her. Who, Shania?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this drink is.
She ain't got nothing. She just needs something to drink. That's all.
You know.
Like juice or something or soda.
Right.
But.
Or juice or water.
Whatever's closer.
Or water. She got a water right there.
But yeah, that's. Those are like, and it don't, like I said, it doesn't always have to be an intimate like relationship like that. No. It's anything like friendships with your friends, your family, whatever. Mm-hmm. All of that shit needs maintaining. All of it,
a dad or a mom.
Yeah,
like
all anything. Of it needs maintaining. All of it needs pruning. So you can't just think that, oh, it's going to grow and I'm just going to let it grow, and you don't have to trim that shit or do anything. You mm-hmm. have to do shit to in order to maintain it.
Yep.
So, I thought that was dope. I'm glad you said that, because it just it sparked something that was like, I wasn't even thinking that way, but that's dope that you got somebody who you can confide in and trust mm-hmm. in, and he's able to reinforce positive things to get you back on where you need to be, you know what I mean? To focus.
Right. Anybody else want to share, like, you know, Darren, Andre, Terrell, like, anybody else want to share, like, their experience? Hold on. Shania got something else to say. I'm sorry.
I feel like I'd be so cautious of sharing things mm-hmm. because, like, knowing me, I'm the person that everybody come to like pour into.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I know sometimes I don't have the mental capacity to like take on what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't want to feel as though like I'm draining you with what I got going
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
So and some people pray on your downfall, like they do. We spoke about earlier. So I really don't want to.
Right.
I don't know.
No, that makes sense though. That's not, I know it a lot of people lot like of that. I can even say like, I know, my mom is like that. My mom is very much like that. Like, a lot of people come to her for things that for over the course of her life, they come to her, but she doesn't pour that back into anyone else. You know what I'm saying? It's like, where can I go to express what I'm going through personally because of all the shit that somebody's giving me? And then you got all these kids that you worry about that's here, and there. Mm-hmm. You got grandkids that you got to worry about here. And it's like, you get information from this one, from that angle, mm-hmm. that angle, but then where do you go to relieve yourself?
Right.
And then most of the time, my biggest thing is being judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody judges, though.
But this, I don't want people to judge me. Sometimes people just need to listen and hear. Just for you to listen to.
That's true, but that's true. What you have to understand about that, we judge, period.
Right.
Like, that's the whole thing, the first impression, that's a judgment.
Yeah.
That you're judging
what
someone.
What you're probably talking about is like abomination. Like, yeah. somebody, not yeah. judging you is more so like, you know, I form an opinion.
Right.
But abomination is like, you did this shit, bitch, you deserve to go to hell.
You're right. That's
where
it becomes like extreme. Like, damnation, who the hell are you?
So I don't mind it,
so
but the thing that I don't mind is if I'm telling you something and you automatically be like, oh, well, you should do this. Mm-hmm. If it was me, like,
I don't
like that. Like, it might be a time where it's though I might just want to get it off my chest and don't really, want to hear your opinion at all.
So let me ask you this. When you go into those situations, do you preface by saying, I just need you to hear me out? Or do you just start talking?
I'm going
to
be honest. I honestly don't share my personal information.
Yeah.
Not even with my mom. Well, with my dad I do, because we have the relationship to where, though, like, he knows, like, if I tell you something, I don't want you to look at that person differently. Mm-hmm. I still want you to look at them the same. Just because this person treated me this way or like this don't mean that they're going to treat the next person the same way. So I still want you to have the positive view.
So then my next question would be, do you want to share stuff with your mom?
Or you wish you could?
I wish I could, but okay. I know how my mom is. My mom is, like, really judgmental. Like, if I tell her something, oh, you should do this. I really don't like that.
And then
like,
put you in an awkward position.
I'm just coming to you to just vent.
Right.
Right.
I really don't.
But I'm saying, if you have a desire to do it, you just start small. And just, like I said, you preface it by saying, like, listen, this is not for you to do this. This is not for you to do that. It's just so that you know what's going on with me, so you have an understanding of who I am and what I'm going through. That's it.
Right. But you also, it's good to know, like, your people. Like, me and my mom talk all the time. I attribute a lot of who I am or who I've decided to be just as a woman to my mom, even though my mom may not have been that woman when she was growing up. Right. I think that she was intentional about making sure that I, or me and my sisters, would be that type of woman that she desired to be but didn't have no guidance, right?
Right.
So that's why for me, I know a lot of people are private. A lot of people decide, like you say, I'm private. I don't really like to share. So what I do is I'm extremely intentional about, some people will be like, well, she never came to me. He never came and said anything to me. So I didn't know nothing that. So what I do is I purposely have moments with people who I'm bonding with,
right,
to expose myself in a way to where, even if you are contemplating, I don't know if I can go to her or not, I expose myself. I don't wait until the person is going through whatever they're going through to say, should I come to her? I expose myself in a way where it's like, even if you are thinking about needing the support, I'm talking to the point where it's like, you'll think like, damn, I guess I do got a person that I can go to for support, and she won't judge me, or she'll take into accountability everything. So instead of me, I'm really not the kind of person, I will not wait until somebody come to me, and I'm not going to come and pry and be like, what you going through, tell me your business, but more so just exposing myself in a way where it's like, I like to talk. And I feel like people need support. People need,
she don't need no more
resources. You get what I'm saying? You understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I'm just saying she don't need no more.
Oh, I thought you was talking about me.
No, I'm talking about Shania.
But you get what I'm trying to say, right? Because earlier you said it to me, right? You was like, I don't really expose my business. And I've thought about like talking to you before, but I didn't know. But I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, like after that conversation, it wasn't that you came to me and was like, oh, I want to talk to you. It was more right, so was me more talking the, and you the like, damn.
Conversation that we was exactly. having that made
so it directed to, into that.
Right. Because it was more like a, like, I feel like it was a safe space.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what you want. You want to be able to confide in someone and not be judged, essentially. Right. But even though we do it, you don't want to feel it in the moment, though. You know what I'm saying?
I get that, though. Like, everybody going to have their opinions, but right. it's a difference between, like, you having that opinion and then somebody being harsh, like,
right,
oh well, you should just do that and do this. At the end of the day, I feel as though, like, as humans, we know what we're going to do in certain situations,
right?
It's just that we're just coming to you because we want to get it off our chest,
right?
We don't want to keep it bottled up inside. And I feel as like with me, I'm that type of person, I keep everything bottled up inside, and I realize that's not good.
It's not
right.
The thing is, the fact that you're what, 25, you said? 24. At your age, I was still not where you are.
See, that's the thing, though. I feel like people, like, really, like, when they hear the age, everything just goes away. But I feel as though, like, I'm very mature. Like,
you are.
We literally been saying it. Like,
I keep forgetting, like, that she's
really forgetting that you're young. I was just telling Daryl, like, the other day, like, I don't think you understand. Like, when I was young, I was 17 taking care of my younger brother that was 7 years younger than me.
Oh, 70,
so
okay.
When I was 16, I got my first car.
Mm-hmm. So and your
responsibility. I paid for it myself.
Oh, wow. And, was you working?
My mom didn't have a car at the time.
But she selling drugs?
No, I wasn't selling drugs. I actually used to work at this store called Mr. Hook. So I would go to school, and I would go there afterwards, and I would just
bust my ass. Oh, so you have real responsibilities,
yeah, like,
essentially.
I'm a go-getter. Like, to this day, like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to get my money.
Right.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a wise person.
Yeah,
you are.
And I have a lot of knowledge for me to be young.
You do.
So I don't, when I tell people my, I really don't like telling people my age, because I feel as though they, as soon as they hear the age, they just automatically be like, oh, you're young.
And but you are, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
But you are. No, guess where it works for
you. As far as young-minded, though, like.
But guess what? Well. Oh, but guess what? I'm going to tell you something. I was exactly like that, but you know what? I quickly learned that I'm definitely going to tell you my age, because I want you to see
right.
how I'm 24 years old,
right.
and I got more sense than you and probably a lot of motherfuckers that you're dealing with, because that's just the reality. Not everybody your age that sets you apart. Not right. Just like I told you before, like, you know, like my baby sister, she may not be like, girl, how old is you, 20? But she's a baby in a sense where it's like she got three older sisters. She likes being the mother of my mom. She got right. that baby. And also she don't, have the level, like her life experiences haven't presented her with the opportunities to have to necessarily
fend for herself
and be responsible so much because her mom, her dad, like they come alongside of her and make sure. So it's just different for everybody. But we say it all the time. Whereas with you, like it literally is like the reminder of like, damn, she is 24, but it's like you don't know.
You don't present yourself
in that way to be like, oh, she's a part of the young crowd. Like, right. No, like you can stand 10 toes down and have conversations.
When I graduated, when I was in high school, I had this teacher. I used to take fashion classes, and I still to this day know how to like make clothes and stuff like that. And like, I always enjoyed being around older people because they always taught me game, like. And it really helped me in the long run.
Right.
So I really appreciated that. So, right.
But the thing is, no matter how old you are, you can learn from somebody. I'm pretty sure there's something that you know that I do not know. And I can really take that and be like, oh, shit, I never thought of it that way and apply it to my life.
Right.
So it has no, age has no bearing on anything. I really don't look at it like that's the reason why you're this. Or like, I don't really care about that.
Right.
And I can even, if I use myself as an example, and what she was just referring to as far as her baby sister, I'm in between all of my brothers and sisters, but because I do have older ones, I would say I have a little bit of spoiledness because I don't have to fend for every little thing.
Right.
I do know that I have to at certain times, but other times I know I don't. I have an older brother that if I say something's wrong, I got it. I got an older sister that if I got it, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like I live with them, so I have that relationship where I know if I really want to do something, if I need to do something, I just ask.
So it's the opposite for me. It's like if they need something, I got it.
Yeah. See, it's the complete opposite for me because I got it.
And all my older siblings, like we're all 3 years apart, so they always come to me for like advice and stuff like that. I appreciate it though because I know like, damn, like.
But do you get a sense of satisfaction from it, or is it overwhelming?
No, it's not really overwhelming for me.
So do you get a sense of satisfaction
like
when
you feel good
when you
after?
Feel like when they come to you like them?
See,
I
feel good. I feel like it's a sibling thing, like, you know, they need advice, so.
But I'm saying, like, what does it make you feel in that moment,
though? So when you say feel good, do you,
like, I'm saying,
is it
like
more of, like, a cocky thing? Or like,
not a cockiness, afterwards, more, not a cockiness, but a confidence and being, like,
confident.
Like, I'm the person. Like, I have what it is that they need.
I'm saying that, though, because I feel like now I'm just being.
That's a problem, though. You can
be modest, but you might be a little too modest. And I can speak to that because I think for a long time for me, I think that I believe, like, everybody just on the same level. Like, if I know it, you got to know it.
Right.
If I'm smart in this way, you got to be smart in this way, whereas you got to take. And we're saying like wear your crown and understand your strengths in a way where it's like if everybody's coming to you, it's not about I'm cocky. It's just about understanding your position. I'm the person
and
for them,
I
and that's what
get that,
it is.
But
period.
I don't want to put it on front street like oh everybody comes.
No. It's,
no, it's not even about that.
We're talking about you.
Right.
We're not talking about nobody. We're saying how does it make you feel.
It feels good, but at the same time, it's draining because I don't have nobody to pour back into.
Okay. So it can
but
be.
But like I said,
I'm
learning.
How to navigate
and how to open up because I'm not a really open person.
Right.
Like,
so it's not that you
I don't know how to
so,
do
so
that.
It's not that you don't necessarily have nobody that you can pour into. It's that you don't feel comfortable pouring into.
Yeah, I think I'm more cautious.
Gotcha.
So depending on the person, like I don't know. Like I feel like though when I come around people, I like observe them and study them.
Yeah.
So if I like the conversation that we had the other day, I know that like I could come to you and just whenever I'm having a problem, and it won't be like you won't be judgmental. Like you'll give me the right advice,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
something
listen.
That I appreciate. And you
that's
and what
good.
I learned is like with certain people, I look at them and be like, oh, you're not the person that I would go to. I feel like you have a certain people for certain reasons.
Yep.
Yeah,
there you go.
And I'm. You
that's
gotta
a fact,
that.
Though.
And some
that's
people don't realize that at all.
They don't.
Yeah, but
and
it takes time to learn that because until someone bites your back out or go behind your back and do something, you don't know that they're going to do it before they do it. You gotta.
Yeah.
You have to give that time for that to happen. And granted, you don't want it to happen, but once you see, you be like, oh, you that type. Okay.
And I ain't gonna lie, I'm petty. Once you bite my back out, it's done.
Right.
Like you.
Oh
you,
wow.
I'm stubborn. Like I'm
see, I would say that I used to be like that. I don't think I still had that same energy no more. I think I've
really?
Grown to a place where I don't have to do that anymore to feel satisfaction. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't want to say like you're done, but it depends how far it is.
Right.
No, I get but it. No, I get it.
Like in certain things, you just got to know where to place people. You can still hit that relationship with people, but you just got to know where to place them.
Of course.
And things like that.
Yeah, so if you let somebody do you wrong so many times, then that's on you now.
That's your fault.
Yeah, yeah. You're allowing this to happen to you. Right. So now it's like you're repeating the pattern that you know what's happening now. Right. So, no,
there you go. It's about, for me, I think it's about like repetitiveness. Like, I think I got the ability to like completely cut people off if they do me wrong. Betrayal, there's a word. Like, I feel like people make mistakes, people do things that might hurt your feelings, but I think for me, everybody's definition of like betrayal,
it's different. Everybody have their own definition of things,
for
though,
everything,
like,
though.
For everything they do. So I think for my definition of betrayal, I think once I feel that level of like, this is betrayal in the sense of like, especially like with friends.
Right.
I think I do got more of the ability to be like, I don't ever have to be your friend again. But it's not a mad thing. It's not like I can't speak to you. I can't be around you. I can't laugh with you. We can't talk about old memories. But to get back into that trusted zone of like me and you like this, I think that I have the ability to be okay with like, we ain't like that no more. But I still love you. But that betrayal has put us in a place where it's like, I forgive you, but I don't want to be in relationship with you no more. And I feel like that's cool. Like when you go through life experiences, you determine your people. When you determine who your people are, I think that it's okay to be comfortable.
I'm privileged like, drinkers, baby. People.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think like you don't have to hold grudge. You just know where to hold them at.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where to place them in your life.
Like, that's all it is. So, with that being said, we didn't reach the hour, right? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
We just reached the hour. But yo, it's time to do another shot. We're about to
shot
end this shit.
Oh, I got more in my glass. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, you
shot o'clock. Where's Tanisha? You feel good?
I'm not going to lie. This conversation is very soothing.
I'm glad. Yeah. That's what, I'm glad.
I feel like my third.
See, this is good. See, y'all were bored. Now we have a conversation.
And it helped with, like she said, it's like a therapy.
Yeah, that's good. You're supposed to. Like, it's therapeutic for all of us, though.
So I have a question, though, like, before we end this.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I want to ask, like, what make y'all happy?
Who, us?
Like in our relationship?
Just y'all as a couple, but individually.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you ladies first.
Me? I think what makes me happy, I'm really simple when it comes to happiness. I think that as long as I'm able to be with people that I love,
right?
I think that as long as I'm able to do things to put smiles on the faces of the people I love, and that I'm able to go through life where, like, I think I get satisfaction from making other people happy. That's a big part of me. I'm really one of them people who I like to be happy, and I do want to do things for myself to make me feel good. But I think that my ultimate satisfaction is bringing happiness to people that I love. So, like, talking like this and hearing you say, like, this was therapeutic, that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
When I can do things for him where he may not need a surprise, but if I surprise him with something and I see how it affects him, he like, damn, like, that made me happy. That completely makes me happy. When I see that I've done something that put a smile on somebody else's face, that makes me happy. Like, and that's just me as a person. As far as like my relationship is concerned, I think having somebody who is willing to talk to me, is willing to be with me, like my number one love language, I think, is like quality time, spending time, acts of service, where it don't even gotta be about money, but the fact that I'm working midday and he can be like, babe, you need a drink? Oh, you need a drink. Those little things make me completely happy. I'm very much.
She does not drink on the clock. She does not drink.
No,
on the
I
clock.
Do not.
This is a mocktail.
We're talking about middle day, like Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, or even during the day. Or when we're talking about mocktails.
Or mocktail in the middle of the day for work.
She's not drinking like during work hours.
Those little things, I think, like recognizing, like, she probably been running around with these kids, so I'm just going to grab her feet and rub her. Those little things make me happy. I'm really simple. What do you think?
So for me, I'll speak to the relationship part first.
Okay.
When we first got together, we vowed to make each other happy. So if she's in charge of my happiness and then I'm in charge of her happiness, that's how we would complete happiness.
Right.
And that's been our standing goal since then and up until now.
Right.
So we do things to make each other happy in that way, and that's a fulfillment from me to her and her to me. But individually, what makes me happy is similar to what she said, but it's a little bit different because I do like to see her happy. I like to see all my children happy. my parents, everybody. I like to see everybody happy. I like to for everybody to be just in a good space. Okay. But individually, things that make me happy are probably like simple, just sitting around and being able to relax.
Right.
I think I come from such a chaotic background, and not like in a sense of like real chaos, but like mm-hmm. I grew up with a lot of siblings. So when all I really want is peace a lot of times. I just mm-hmm. want a little bit of quiet to allow me to think and hear myself think. And I'm able to get that now. You know what I mean? There was a time where it was so hectic for me where it was just like I used to have to drive her to work, drive my kids to work, go work, then go pick them all up and then come do this all over again every day. It was just like I never had those moments where it was like peace and just quiet and stillness. And that's what I need in order to just be happy, just to be still, not do anything, not really think of anything sometimes. And when I do, I'm able to do it without feeling rushed in doing
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
So my happiness does come from my spouse because she's concerned with my happiness. Her happiness at times, not 100%, right, comes from right. my doing for her and just being able to just relax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we always say that, like, when you're in a relationship, if your happiness is his primary concern and if his happiness is your primary concern, you don't have to worry about your needs because he's meeting them. Right. You don't have to worry about his needs because you're meeting him.
It and everybody's happy. Out.
Right.
It
balances and see, out. And one thing that I got to learn and learn to respect is she loves to eat. It's not even just she likes to eat. She likes to eat.
Wait.
She does.
Wait, bro. What does she got to eat got to do with anything?
No, because that makes her happy.
Oh, you know that's what makes her happy.
To try new foods, to be able to.
No, it does. I forgot to mention it, but food makes me happy. It really does. It does. I can't
lie. Yeah, we about to wrap it up. But
it does.
To try new foods, it makes her happy.
I'm not going
to
lie. Food makes me happy. It makes me dance.
It does. If he be like, if he literally was like, come on, I'd be like, where are we going? And then we pull up at this spot, like brunch, one of my favorite spots, or somewhere I've been dying to get to. When I tell you the day is set, I'm good for the day.
Right.
So one thing I learned about Unique is she loves trying new places. And every time I look on Instagram, she's at a new place with her hubby. And I get a little jealous because to be like, why you invite me?
Right, if we live closer, we different.
Live closer. But one thing you always gotta understand is that we home, and that right. we don't give a shit if the door you knock on the door like, oh, we was just in the neighborhood, right. we coming to visit. You ain't got.
You might have to wait a minute because we might be naked.
We might be naked, so we gotta put clothes on. But you can come visit us anytime. You never have to say y'all busy, y'all doing something. Our door right. is literally open, like yeah. it is.
And that's a fact. I tell that's it to everybody. Like everybody, like I gotta get over. I'm like, yo, you don't have to ask me to come over.
You
like,
just pop right. up one day and be like, hey. We was driving in Dover.
Y'all live too far.
I know.
We do. Yeah,
to just pop up. Y'all live like 2 hours away.
Right. Whenever you want to take the drive, you don't have to go home the next day. If you right. don't want to, you come Friday, stay the same. It's never that kind of thing. Pop yeah, up. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, we want you to just pop up, please, because we crave adult time. It's just us and the kids.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bring the kids yeah. too; they could go and.
Their right, especially in the summertime. Summertime, you know, the pool be open, so yeah.
Yeah,
we should definitely do that because it's a. Oh no! We don't have a leak in our backyard.
Going to the pond.
Right, we have a pond.
So one thing I can say is, when I first came to Unique and Reese's house, I was nervous.
About
nervous.
What?
Yes, because it's like I didn't. I'm a really like. I'm a quiet person, especially if I don't know y'all like that. So right. it takes time for me to open up. But
warm up,
I can honestly say when I came, y'all were so welcoming. Like yeah. it felt like y'all were already my family.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially Unique. Her energy is just like always on like 100, and she just like right. she just filled with love. It's so loving.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, he's my little brother. So if you're his lady, then you're my sister. Yeah. So it's
the
never
love
like
is there regardless,
right? You know what I mean? So it's like even if y'all decide that, you know, God, hopefully it never happens, but y'all split up, you're still my sis because right. at the end of the day, that's his loss,
right?
Or that's your whatever the case.
And
may
God
be,
know who to put in your life because even with Messiah, she came right and give me the baby.
Yeah.
It was just
I love kids.
Definitely, she appreciates
that. I love kids.
I'm like, she took the baby from.
Yes, I love kids. One day, I will have. Some of my own.
Yeah.
Yes, and we'll be there to
right to support
shower y'all with gifts and you know.
But yeah, this was a great conversation.
It was.
It was a great conversation.
But wait, to answer. what makes me happy, I love being around family and just, I don't know, it makes me happy just knowing like I'm around people that love me and care for me.
Yep.
Especially with me growing up with both of my parents, they always like shower me with love and affection. Like, and that's the main thing that I love the most.
Okay.
So
that's great.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know. Another hand clap.
Say something, of course.
Of course.
I'm speaking to the mic, bro.
Well, whoa.
I'm an exit left.
You didn't say it last time, and then you said it
I
this
messed
time.
Up. That was a little crazy. I'm sorry. Come speak your piece.
That's bad. Right. But she can just sit right there.
Okay. Oh, anyway.
She got up.
I know y'all about to end this, but I've been going around and seeing everybody, and I've been saying it to certain people, but I want everybody to know that I really appreciate everybody showing out. Like, this is something my wife has been trying to do for the last
It's been a couple years.
She's been trying to do a ski trip for forever, and you know, the fact that I got to get this together and got people out here that she actually enjoys being with. You know, even people that she hasn't even met, like she's never met, like she never seen Joe here like this, and she's never met his wife, like she's never met Christina, she's never met like a couple people or whatever. But you know, this is what I want to make her happy. I don't give a fuck what we go through or what you know, trials and shit we go through or whatever. Like, my main goal is to always like make her happy, like. And that's why I was mad at this motherfucker last week. Because he hit us with the, oh, I ain't going shit. And it pissed me the fuck off. Because I told him, and I actually want to apologize on air to you, too. Because I was saying some nut shit. Like, I was trying to kick the nigga out of my house. Like, I don't never kick nobody out my fucking house. That's never, like, been the thing. But I was so fucking mad because all I want to do is make her happy, yo. So.
Yeah.
I do apologize for saying the shit that I said to your brother. Like, you know, I love.
Oh, fuck you.
You know. You,
what?
You,
what she said? She about said following
some,
kids.
Yeah, yeah. You know I love you. All that shit I said last week was some bullshit. But I was just, like I told you when we was on a porch and we was talking, dog. I really like, I want to make her happy. Like, I don't give a fuck what we go through. Like, making her happy is like the best shit for me. So. I'm very appreciative. I love y'all, and I want to keep doing shit like this. Mm-hmm. Whether it's me putting it together or y'all putting it together, yep. I know she likes shit like this, and I know you know this is it. Seeing her happy, like it warms my heart. It makes me feel.
Hey, mission accomplished.
Of course. Mission accomplished. You did it great.
Yeah. This
you
was a great job.
You did great.
It's a lot of time. It took a lot of work, man.
Hey, I'm gonna take my IUD out.
Oh, whoa! What the fuck? What is the mother shooting?
She took it to another level now.
All right, hold on, wait. Let him finish.
Let him finish.
Wait, but he's so. It looked like his eyes is getting a little watery. Aww.
Right.
I think hubby need a hug and a kiss. He need a hug and a kiss, Tanisha. He's getting emotional. I love it.
Yeah, she's everything to me, man. Like I fucking love this girl, so.
He might be. And he can.
He can, yes. I can express his emotions.
Listen, we respect him. Trust and believe, we respect him.
There you go.
Good shot.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's all good.
Everybody got their shot like this.
You got it.
Right, this is a success. Like I told y'all, like I said before, it's not about the hiccups. Not about the bumps in the road. We had a good fucking time.
Mission has been accomplished.
Nobody had no fucking, like, no bad moments. We had great times all fucking weekend. We ate good. We drinking good. That's what fucking counts. Family, fellowship, friends, love. Let's have a fucking shot. Go! Shot o'clock!
Shot o'clock!
Love y'all niggas.
Love you too.
with that being said, we out of here. Until next time, we fucking back, baby.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Friday night, everybody come to get lit. Red cups, what you sip? My man roller, he bring a zip. Henny, right. Moscato, and Douce, whatever you wanna get. Nothing but them good vibes when we come through, it's a fun event. All the ladies call your girls, all my niggas call you guys. Fall in line, they ain't got no plans, you can tell them to slide. I'm feast of beast, they told you otherwise, them suckers lie. Can't nobody do it like me, I'm seasoned like checker fries. What's the vibe? You know what it is when we come inside. This weather feeling good, looking nice like the summertime. Let's get together, we call it the party of the year. You end up missing this, you gon' be sorry you ain't here. Light skin, long hair, better than Cardi from the red. Got me some good game, y'all talk it up in here. This the one, they say they like it, play it back.